Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in once again to 91.5 FM WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. Today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, Merritt Island, Florida, 165 North Grove Street. But Monday through Friday, you find us here on WMIE, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening. 10:30, you'll find us on WWBC 1510 AM with a rebroadcast of today's message. And right now we are talking about God leading us not into temptation, but we deviated from that to discuss, well, how does God lead us? And right now we're talking about the Holy Spirit leading us or guiding us into all truth, and I'm very, very thankful that he does just that. Today, we'd like to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done, listen, the temperatures are still not nearly as intense. The humidity is not as intense as it's going to be, and what you might not realize is that when all of that heat is in the atmosphere and it's so intense, that shortens the lifespan that you have to work the concrete into the shape, into the form that it needs to be. And if you have a project that is coming up, I want to encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete a call. 321-536-5804. I've known Mr. Anderson for a long, long time, and he gets up early. The concrete industry starts early, and they get out there and they start working it. When a lot of people are still in bed, there used to be a saying, I don't remember if it's Army or Marines, but they do more before 8 a.m. than most people will do all day. And Mr. Anderson is not afraid to get up early and get to work because he knows that that's going to be the best time to be able to get things done. And so, if you've got a project that is coming up, call somebody who's not afraid to do the hard work, who knows how to do the hard work, knows all of the materials, knows what needs to be done, has all of the tools that are needed. I recently was pressure washing my house. I went and bought a pressure washer, and it took me one night to put it all together. And then I was getting ready to use it the next day, and it took me about an hour and a half to get all of the fluids filled up and get it connected and all of that sort of stuff. And by the time I got it all done, I only was able to get about half of it done. You know, there's a learning curve. You find that you need something. Well, listen, Jits Concrete, they have everything they need to get the job done. I want to encourage you to give them a call, and they will do a great job for you like they have done for us, and they will do it well. They will do it in a very glorious manner. Tell Greg that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. The phone number, once again, is 321-536-5804. So yesterday I was talking about that Christians, born-again believers, disciples, this was out of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 8, that they can do nothing against the truth. You and I do not have permission to violate the truth. And so I made some notes because at the end of the program, there were some things that I was hearing in my spirit that I didn't have time on the clock. And so I've made a note here. So I want to go back and revisit that if I can. And the first thing that I want to tell you is that if you ever encounter someone that says that they have a special dispensation from God to violate the truths of God's word, do not believe them. They are being deceived. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about traditions of men. I'm talking about the mandates of God's word. Jesus told the Pharisees that they were setting aside the truth of God's word and they were embracing the traditions of men and they were elevating those traditions above the principles of God's word. You don't want to do that either. But I've known people who said, I know what God's word has to say. I know that God is not going to approve of this action. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and do the action, and then I'm going to come back and repent later. I want you to understand that that is not the heartbeat of God. Another thing that I specifically heard, and I have written down, is that there are, and like I was talking about that person that I heard, it was a preacher that was sharing that, by the way, that, you know, he was plotting division, he was plotting discord, and God corrected him and changed his course and changed his heart, changed how he goes about life. And one of the things that I specifically felt impressed in my spirit to share, and the clock just didn't permit it. Literally, I had seconds left. So it's like, the best thing I can do is write this down and address this on the next broadcast. Is there are believers and they are plotting divorcing their spouse for unscriptural reasons. I mean, something's not there, you know. You either don't feel love. That's not a biblical reason. If it's anything other than, you know, unmarital faithfulness, or whether there's an abuse situation that's going on and your life is in danger, listen, I believe that we live in a very permissive society. I believe that that divorce was always meant to be the exception, not the rule. And so I want to just speak as a pastor to whoever it may be that's listening. And it might not be divorce of a spouse, but you might be thinking of ending another relationship that God says, that's not something that I'm into. You and I, we need to have good relationships with our parents. We need to have good relationships with our kids. We can't elevate those things to idolic relationships, which means that it would be something elevated above our relationship with God. But we need to have honorable relationships. And, you know, probably one of the biggest things that happens in churches is that people just start moving from church to church to church, looking for perfection wherever they go. And you're never going to find a perfect church. You might find a church that makes you happy. I believe that a lot of people look for churches for all of the wrong reasons. I believe that if you and I would pray and ask God to lead us to the church that he would have us to go to because they are preaching biblical truth. If we would go there because, you know what, God has called us there. God has equipped us to serve there. I believe that we would find a lot more Christians thriving in their relationship with God. instead of just moving from problem to problem to problem. Listen, if I've got a problem here and I move over there, I might have left some people behind, but the problem that's inside of me came with me and it will manifest again. I've known people, and when I met with them, they said, you know what, I was at this church for this long, I was at this church for this long, I was at this church for this long, and in my head I said, and you will be at this church for this long. And sure enough, that was about the length of time that they were there, and then they went to someplace else, and then they went to someplace else, and they went to someplace else. When I was young, I thought, that I was super pastor, and that anybody who came, that if they had had problems with other pastors, that they weren't going to have those problems with me, because, you know, I basically have two rules. I love people, three rules, and love to preach. And I found out that wasn't, that I wasn't super pastor. And so I remember distinctly the time where a person left, and listen, when a person leaves a smaller church, we had a little over 70 on Easter Sunday, so that gives you a little bit of an idea. We generally run anywhere from 40 to 60, when a person leaves, when a family leaves a church of our size, it's impactful. When a person just decides they're going to sleep in that morning, it makes a huge impact. And I took super pastor and I said, you know what, I'm gonna get rid of that concept from my life. I still want to be the best pastor that I can be, but that concept that I'm going to be able to do something for somebody that no one else has ever been able to do, I killed that concept. But I do believe that this truth from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 8, that believers do not do anything against the word of God. I believe that is a revolutionary truth, that if we would live by that, we would find a lot more peace, a lot more unity in the body of Christ than what we currently see. Let me take you on to another thing. So one concluding thought: if you're contemplating doing something drastic, you know, and I don't know, maybe you're even contemplating suicide, don't do that. That's not God's plan for you. That's not God's plan for you. I'll say it again. That's not God's plan for you. Get the help that you need. Talk to your pastor. Allow him to pray for you. But get the help that you need. There's a huge, huge depression problem in the body of Christ. And I would love to see that plague come to an end. There's a huge depression problem in our veterans, and we need to see that come to an end. And one of the best ways we can start is by Christians saying, you know what, I'm not going to end something God isn't wanting to end. I'm not going to start something God isn't interested in starting. I'm not going to ask God to bless what I want to do. I want to ask God, what are you blessing? What is it you want me to do? Because I know that's going to be the best thing. So 1 Timothy chapter 2, let's move on to our next point. Verse number 1, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead in quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I want to focus on that. Verse number 4, that as the Holy Spirit guides you, it expressly says here, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, when it says all men, that doesn't exclude the ladies. He is talking about mankind there. You could reword that everyone if it makes you more comfortable. For who God, who our Savior, who desires everybody to be saved. There is a doctrine that says, well, you know, if God wants you to go to heaven, you're going to end up in heaven, and there's nothing that you or anybody else can do that's going to stop that. And that takes the freedom of choice completely out of that God has given us that free will to choose to do good, to choose life or to choose death, to choose blessing. It takes all of that choice out. And I believe that's a very dangerous principle, because, you know, anytime somebody, this is just going to give you a little bit of a peek into my personality. Anybody says, well, I don't believe that. My response is, well, that's your choice. You know, you can choose to do that. I see people all the time that they make choices in their life, and it's just, you know, a reality. People make bad choices. But God desires, his longing is for everybody to be saved. Jesus going to the cross was because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So let's look at this just a moment. And, you know, the opposite of that truth that I was sharing with you is that if God has determined that you're going to spend an eternity apart from God, there is nothing that you can do. There's nothing anyone can do that's going to prevent that. And what that does on an ultimate level is it disincentivizes, it unmotivates, it gives a reason for complacency for believers not to share the gospel with people that God wants to be saved. When we realize that God's desire is for my family, my loved ones, my coworkers, my neighbors, their neighbors, my enemies, politicians, poor people, rich people, people from America, and people from every other nation on the planet, when we realize that his desire is that all of them be saved, then we've got to understand he's got a plan to save them. And that plan are the saints, or is the saints. His plan is you, and his plan is me. And so it's one of the reasons why we are so motivated with our missional giving. It is one of the reasons why we are constantly stressing to our congregation to be sharing the love of Jesus, the truth of Jesus, with people around them. It's because that's the heartbeat of God. In the Old Testament, it says, multitudes in the valley of decision. And we want them to choose what God wants them to choose. We want them to know that God has a longing, a desire, a driving desire that they should be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. there used to be a time, you know, I think to an old program called Dragnet. The line that strikes me about that is just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. That they wanted the facts. Well, I want to know the truth, and God wants people to know the truth. I don't know about you, but it pains me in my heart when I hear about deception that has been perpetrated upon people. Sometimes it's family members. Sometimes it's deception that has been perpetrated by governments upon their people. Sometimes it's fraudulence that has been perpetuated by the media. And let's not even get into politicians, okay? Politicians will tell you what they think that you want to hear, and many times they have no plan, nor do they have any desire to fulfill those promises. They just lie. Many times they just flat out do not tell the truth. God says, I want you to know the truth. I know that there are many people who believe that when you become a Christian, that you check your brain in at the door and you do not give any thought or any concern to rational thought anymore. But that's just not the reality. I heard a person say one time that it wasn't true that, you know, that, well, you know what, I'm just make that statement. People might misunderstand it as saying that's something I endorse, which is actually something that I argue against. So I'm just not going to go there. But the devil made the accusation back in the Garden of Eden. God's holding out on you, because if he held out, if he told you this, if he allowed you to become everything that you are capable of becoming, then it would be a threat to him. I want you to know that is a lie from the serpent himself. It is not true. God wants us to have our eyes opened. Paul writes that, you know, now we see things through a veil, and it's dark. Vision is restricted. But one day we are going to see face to face. The truth of the matter is that God is going to spend all of eternity unveiling. It's going to be from taking us from faith to faith, from strength to strength, and from glory to glory, from grace to grace. It's going to be absolutely marvelous. And we've just got to make sure that we realize that God's heart and God's desire is he wants us to know the truth. He wants the truth inside of us. He wants the truth being perfected in us and being practiced in our lives. And when all of that happens, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. It's going to be glorious. The truth is liberating. If you've listened many times, you've probably heard me say what some people had spoken over me in my life. And they said that I was worthless and I would never make it in the ministry. And the temptation is to believe people, especially when they're people of spiritual authority and they say things like that. You have a tendency to believe them. Don't believe the devil's lies. When that happened to me, there was a person who said, don't believe that. Don't take it to heart. Don't let that deception find a way into your life, because God inside of you, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. If God's called you, he didn't call you to be worthless. If he called you, he's going to equip you. If he's equipped you, he's going to use you for his glory. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Some of you may believe various lies. Some of you might believe that you're invincible, and so you're just out there and you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing because you're not going to face the consequences. That can be a lie from the enemy. Samson lived his life as if there were not going to be any consequences. Only when he experienced the consequences did he come face to face with the reality, with the truth, that it was God working in him all along, that it was accomplishing those great things. If you're listening to this program today and you've been told you were never going to amount to anything, that you were a miserable failure, I want to remind you of the truth here from 1 Timothy chapter 2, that he wants you to know the truth, and he wants you to have a saving relationship with him. Jesus went to the cross because he wants your sins forgiven. And so I want to close today's broadcast by leading you in a prayer and you experiencing the truth. Father, I want to thank you that you loved me enough to send Jesus to take my place. Jesus, I want to thank you that you went to the cross and you rose from the dead. You shed your blood so that my sins could be forgiven. Father, I pray that you would be the Lord of my life and that you would empower me to live for you each and every day. I pray that you would bring me to each day to a greater understanding of the truth of who you are and what you want to do through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you just prayed that prayer, would you send us an email, meritassembly@hotmail.com, and let us know. We can send you some material that will help you to grow in your understanding of the truth. And we look forward to hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Program.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Satisfied. Then